Regard my grief, kind ladies, all my heart now bleeding dies, and showers of silver pearl tears falls from my weeping eyes. I once was lovely, fair and young, by nature sweet and kind, and had those joys that might content a gallant lady's mind. But barren grew my wished hopes, no children would I have, which twit my wedded lord and me much cause of sorrows gave. My tender body, pure and fair, and of a princely frame, could not abstain these sugar joys that came by Cupid's game. Yet beggars born of low degree such blessings did possess, which when I saw my heart grow full of woes and heaviness. Oh, why should people poor, quoth I, those happy joys obtain, when I that am a lady brave should bear and thus remain? I feed on sweet, delicious meats and drink of purest wine, yet there are homely bodies still as fair and clear as mine, and have more sweet-faced smiling babes than ladies of degree, and of as tender flesh and blood as can be showed by me. In grief of heart complaining thus, by chance a woman poor, with two sweet children in her arms, came begging to my door. Poor pretty babes, they smiled sweet, whereas I needs must know if those two smiling children were the woman's own or no. They are sweet, madam, both, said she, and both born at one birth, the which are now my chiefest wealth and blessings on the earth. Can beggars have what ladies want? In anger I replied, and can thy womb be fruitful, maid, when mine is still denied? I go attired in garments rich, bedecked with burnished gold, and waited on with worldly pomp and pleasures manifold, whilst thou in rags all rent and torn for thy relief dost crave, and with two children blessed at once when I not one can have. Thou art some strumped, sure I know, and spent thy days in shame, and stained sure thy marriage bed with spots of black defame. Else unto these two lovely babes thou canst no mother be, when I that live in greatest grace no such content can see. 100 such like taunting terms I gave this woman poor, while she for pity and relief stood begging at the door, reviling her most spitefully with harlot's hateful name, dissembling with a shameless face to cover up her shame. Her heart hurried with inward griefs did feel such mortal pain, and as it were before my face did seem to break in twain. Her pretty babes, which at her breasts did sweetly sucking lie, to see their mother's bitter moan did sadly sob and cry. Whereat have killed with woe, alas, I with my wrongs, quoth she, that these my babes may be revenged, proud lady, upon thee. And as I am both true and just unto my marriage bed, so let God's wondrous work be show on thee when I am dead. And for these children two of mine, heaven send thee such a number, at once as days be in the year to make the world to wonder. For I as true a wife have been unto my husband's love as any lady on the earth unto her lord can prove. Hereat relenting I began to mourn for this misdeed, and hour by hour in grief thereof my sorrowing heart doth bleed. At last a heavy hand of heaven revenged this woman's woes, and on my body's pampered pride a fearful judgment shows. My cheeks that were so lovely red of nature's choicest dye grew black and ugly to behold to every weeping eye. And in my womb distempered grief severed me day and night. I swelled so big that I appeared a strange and monstrous wight. Remembering then the woman's words the grieving did impart, A thousand strange misdoubting fears encompassed round my heart. And then methought I saw her come in person unto me, with her two children in her arms, my sitting shame to see. At which affright my big swelled womb delivered forth in fear, as many children at one time as days were in the year. In bigness all like new-bred mice, yet each one shaped aright, and every male from female known by God's great power and might. My husband hereat grieved much with inward cares and woe, and knew not in what place he should these pretty imps bestow. The strange report of this rare birth made people much admire, and of the truth thereof to know the neighbors did desire, which caused my sorrow still increase, being made my country scorn. I wished I had in childbed died before they had been born. Then had this shame unto my friends been never seen or known, nor I in countries far and near a wonder thus be shown. But mark, fair women of the world, how heaven did pity me, when I made sorrow for my sins and in extremity. God took from hence my cause of shame, my children weak and small, the which poor creatures in one grave were strangely buried all. And on the grave where now they lie, a monument still stands, to show this wondrous hap of mine unto all Christian lands. That such as be of high degree may bear a meeker mind, lest they, despising of the poor, the like misfortune find. The Lord, we see, his blessing sends to many women poor, as well as to the noble sort that have abundant store. Therefore let none desire to have the joys of worldly things, except it be his sacred will that is the King of Kings.